really down a bit easy, but my header still has it. Everyone's switched off and we've got a goal at hand in.
Goal flashes with Clyde Built Home Improvements.
Rangers 0, Celtic 1. Jota looks to the sky, stretches his arms out in delight, and that tells you that it's Celtic that have taken the lead. Nicholas Raskin felled Matt O'Reilly, and then everyone stopped. The old saying of play the whistle. Well, it was Celtic that did it. Down the right side, crossed in, and a header from Jota, leaving Alan McGregor with no chance. 42 minutes gone. Celtic strike first.
And we had blamed Jota for his clumsiness and not taking advantage of a great ball across from Maeda.
Oh, Celtic Rangers asleep, Hugh, even.
Yeah, defensively, that's a shocker. And what a remarkable end to this first half, if it stays that way, because the Rangers...
Oh my, the more you see that back, Ryan Kent, Borna Barisic, it's the type of thing that would get you an earful on a Sunday morning at your local park, Mark Wilson.
Oh, take your pick. Listen, I'll do the positives first, okay? Because O'Reilly jumps by Raskin, okay, I thought it was a foul, but Maeda is switched on. His first touch is great. His second touch with the cross, even better. And Jota's header, composure inside Tavernier, brilliant. However, take your pick. Barisic, Davies, Kent, Tavernier at the back post. Oh, I mean, schoolboy stuff, that. Unbelievable.
I think you're right when you describe it as schoolboy. That is, for all the work that Rangers have put into that, with 2 minutes to go to half-time, they go, and that is ridiculous. But I'll tell you one thing, of that goal, Maeda's ball is absolutely brilliant.
And where is he to deliver it?
Yeah, cross wing. Yeah.
Him and Jota have switched, so yeah. It comes from Maeda on the right, cross to Jota.
And then Tavernier is so busy looking, he doesn't see Jota at all, sneaks in, and he's got the simplest of headers, put Celtic 1-0 in front.
Mark, I mean, look, they're human beings and people can switch off. It's quite remarkable to see, like, four or five do it at the same time, though. Like...
Gordon, I can't tell you how bad it is.
How are they linked? You know what I mean? What makes them all do it?
Well, Ryan Kent, we've seen an angle there where Ryan Kent's already running the other way because he thinks it's some sort of foul. Barisic just switches off, arms down by his side. Davies just drops Maeda. And Tavernier, the captain, who's the one, you know, you want switched on and keeping your back four together, he's standing watching Jota.
The confusing thing is, though, to paint the picture for people, there's not a perception of injustice from Rangers, because if anything, and I'm not saying it was, but if anything, it was Celtic who thought they might have the free kick, and yet it's Rangers that switch off.
Remarkable.
Bizarre, isn't it?
It was a bizarre one.
And then it goes to the two players that we have been arguably most critical of in the Celtic team first half. Maeda, wonderful presence of mind. He's not asleep. He's alert to what's going on, and the cross for Jota is terrific, and Jota's header, first class. Alan McGregor, no chance whatsoever. So at the very end of the first half, the two players that we've been critical of have come good.
I can't tell.